I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. In about 2 weeks, America faces one of the most important elections of its history, an election that may well determine the shape of the country for the rest of our lifetimes. And let's be honest here, we are barely a democracy at this point. So much has changed with the Republicans coming into power. And they're being led by a man who is mentally ill, has always been mentally ill, who is a malignant narcissist, who lacks empathy. And just the other day, he sort of admitted that he also lacks a conscience. They asked him if he regretted a specific act, and he said, actually, I never regret anything. Well, the only people who say that are those who lack a conscience. He is so much worse than any other American president that you can't even put him in the same category. He is worse than the worst imaginable president, at least based on what we can imagine before he came to power. America is ignoring and violating our international agreements. We're turning our back on civil rights both here and around the world. We're putting children in cages and separating them from their families. This is a horror show. This is the reality more horrifying than anything we might face on Halloween, because this is our reality. And it continues to feel like we're unable to wake up from a nightmare, but the worst part of it, for me anyway, is coming to the realization that America is not what I thought it was, or at least Americans aren't what I thought they were. Trump should have negative support instead of the support he still enjoys. Hillary Clinton, when she ran against him, said, "We are great because we are good," but we are not good under this president, so maybe we aren't great anymore. Which seems to be exactly the opposite of what this president promised. President Trump ignores not just the norms of civil discourse, but the norms of our laws and our rules and the way you behave and what you do as president, what your powers are. He just basically does what he wants. And yes, there are much worse things that he could do, but he couldn't get away with them, at least not now. But he's constantly straining at the reins. And here's what I think the problem is. If the Republicans continue for 2 more years of the same kind of Republican rule we've had, he will be able to escape the bounds of those reins and commit true atrocities. And we already know he doesn't have any problem with atrocities. While he fights with our friends, he praises tyrants and dictators responsible for mass murder. What's going to happen in a month from now, after the election, when the migrant caravans arrive on our border and Trump sends the military? I don't see that scenario ending without some rather horrific violence. Now, yes, right now we have one of the most extreme Congresses we've ever had, both in the House and in the Senate. But here's what's important about this election. The candidates that are continuing to run, who haven't decided not to rerun because things are going pretty badly for the Republican Party, those candidates tend to be even more extreme than the guys who are leaving. So if the Republicans do hold on to the House and the Senate, we will have a far more extreme House and Congress than we have now. Right now, they're mind-bogglingly extreme. Some of them are even criminals. Greg Gianforte in Montana was convicted of assaulting a reporter in 2017. And right after Saudi Arabia murdered a reporter working for the Washington Post, Trump praised Gianforte for his assault on a reporter. Gianforte is running for re-election. Michael Grimm, who's running for the House in New York, pleaded guilty to felony tax evasion. The first two congressmen to come out in support of Donald Trump have both been indicted, and they're running again. Duncan Hunter is here in California, and he still leads in San Diego County despite the indictment, because that's how Republicans roll. San Diego is very, very Republican. Like a huge number of candidates on the Republican side this year, he's openly racist, makes no bones about it. His Democratic opponent, he calls an Islamist seeking to infiltrate Congress. He says Muslims are disgusting. His opponent is top-notch, but you won't even debate her. And of course, has a perfect voting record against legislation for women, including the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act and the Violence Against Women Act, votes against anything having to do with LGBT rights, healthcare, leave that to the free markets. Assaulting reporters, she says, well, sometimes they deserve it. He is mind-numbingly awful, including being in the pockets of the tobacco industry, but still, even indicted, he's doing well. And it's because of the tribalism that is inherent to the Republican Party. Now, the Democrats, we're widely diverse. We're not the party of white, older men. But the Republican Party is pretty narrow, and other than transferring America's wealth to the rich, while taking away everyone else's civil rights, I don't really know what the Republican Party stands for anymore. But no matter what they do, they have people who will follow them. Like a recent interview where they interviewed a bunch of female Trump supporters, and they basically said, oh, I don't care what he says, I'll support him no matter what. You should not ever say that about anyone. Democracy falls apart with that kind of thinking. Chris Collins of New York is running for the House. He's been indicted on insider trading charges. He continues to run. Things are not looking so good for him in New York. Like so many of the candidates running on the Republican side, he has repeatedly tried to get rid of the Affordable Care Act and the protections for pre-existing conditions. But since that's jumped to the number one spot of what people are worried about, lots of people in the Republican Party are saying, oh, no, we're all for that. When in reality, right now, the Republican Party is working very hard to eliminate those protections. It's like in the movie Mars Attacks, when the Martians come down and say, we come in peace, while blasting away at everyone. He says insane stuff like, people now don't die from prostate cancer, breast cancer, and some of the other things. The fact of the matter is, our healthcare today is so much better. Of course, he has a 100% anti-gay voting record, and is, of course, anti-choice, and has taken votes opposing birth control availability. And let's talk about the white nationalists, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, etc., that are running. By the way, no one in those categories is running on the Democratic side, but there's tons of them on the Republican side. And here's the thing about that. White supremacists, or whatever they want to call themselves, are almost always anti-gay and anti-women. Almost always. It's like a triad. Now, it doesn't always work the other way. You can take gay people without being a racist. I couldn't find anything on Congressman Chris Smith, who's running in New York, that shows he's a racist, but he hates gay people a lot. And I guess that's enough hate for him. He's serious about it. He recently said that it's better for children to be raised in an orphanage than to be raised by gay parents. The number of outright racist running is staggering. There's Representative Steve King, who praises white nationalist politicians, and has long been one of the most racist people in the Congress. There's the outright fascist Ted Cruz from Texas, who's doing surprisingly well in the polling, considering that virtually no one likes him, especially the people who know him. Easily the most hated man in Congress. And that's by his fellow representatives in Congress. In democracies, you don't talk about throwing your political opponents in jail if you win. But he did that. In a rally the other night, Ted Cruz said that his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, can share a cell with Hillary Clinton. No mention of any particular crimes for either one of them. You know, a lot of us think that Donald Trump should be thoroughly and completely investigated, and if he has broken the law, he should go to jail. But as we saw very recently in the Kavanaugh hearings, Republicans aren't really into the investigation part. They want to go straight to the throw-you-in-jail part if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you can do any damn thing you want. That's not the way you think in a democracy. And actually, I don't even have the time to go through all of the different races that are running on the Republican side. There's a ton of them. And as we've learned, there's a ton of racists in America. And they're coming out all the time. They are emboldened. And this election is going to determine, are we a country that is racist to our core? Are we a country that takes away the civil rights protections of women and LGBTQ people? Are we actually going to be a country under the rule of law? Because right now, Trump breaks the law constantly, and Republicans say nothing. Witnesses commit perjury before them as witnesses, and they say nothing. If they hold on to the reins of power after this election, you can be absolutely certain things aren't going to stay the same. They're going to move more and more in that direction. So it's up to you. What kind of country do you want?